Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Genesis chapter 6, the beginning of the story of Noah. Let's listen in to Faith Comes By Hearing's recording of Genesis chapter 6, the 22 verses.
Genesis 6. When man began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were attractive, and they took as their wives any they chose. Then the Lord said,
My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years.
The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of man, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said,
I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them.
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah,
I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its breadth, 50 cubits. And its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof of the ark, and finish it to a cubit above, and set the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark. You, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, of every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind. Two of every sort shall come in to you to keep them alive. Also take with you every sort of food that is eaten, and store it up. It shall serve as food for you and for them.
Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him.
In 1999, I was reading Genesis 6 through 8 on the same day, and I wrote about chapter 6. Noah. Noah was a just man. Noah walked with God. Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. In 2007, I wrote about Genesis chapter 6. Man has been rebellious since the beginning. Eve, Cain, the wickedness of man was great on the earth. Our wickedness, evil hearts grieve God's heart. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord, like Enoch. Then I wrote about an interesting footnote. The ark was exactly 6 times longer than it was wide, the same ratio used by modern shipbuilders. Shows me proof The Bible is God's word, wisdom, verified much later by man. Then I continued, God's covenant was with Noah, but it included his whole family, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives. Please include my kids, their spouses, and kids under my covenant with you. Then Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. That's what God wants, obedience. God had instructed man to multiply on the earth in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. But here in chapter 6, something has apparently gone wrong between the sons of God and the daughters of men. Both these terms are uncertain, though again, much speculation has been given about what they could mean. The same with the term Nephilim, that is also an uncertain term. But what is certain is verse 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. Back in Genesis 1, God was very pleased with his creation. Remember, he said it was very good. He had created man in his own image, and he had placed him in the Garden of Eden. Much has changed, hasn't it, from the early chapters of Genesis to Genesis chapter 6. Because of sin, the fall of man in chapter 3, God is now so disappointed with man that he wants to destroy mankind and the earth that he created. But verse 8 says, But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Just like in the previous chapter, Enoch walked with God. Verse 9 tells us Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. I don't know how God sees the world we live in today. Surely he is disappointed. But there are also plenty of Enochs, plenty of Noahs, who still walk with God, who find favor in the eyes of the Lord. I hope you're one of them. A righteous person, blameless in your generation, who still walks with God. And God, the creator of the universe, has a conversation with Noah. He says, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Wow, powerful, meaningful, that God notices those who walk with him, and he gives us an assignment. He probably hasn't asked you to do something as grandiose as build an ark for all of creation to float in a major flood in, but because of your walk with the Lord, he still may be having an assignment for you. I suppose he picked Noah because he knew he could count on Noah. Does the Lord know if he gave you an assignment, he could count on you? Noah's words are not recorded here, are they? But just imagine what you would have thought if this conversation was between you and the Lord. I'm going to destroy all flesh, and I'm going to establish a new covenant with you. Maybe there are no recorded words from Noah because maybe he was speechless like you and I would be. Though his words are not recorded, his response is. In the last verse of this chapter, the verse says, Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. Oh, that might be our hearts, that we would do all that God asks of us. Lord, we hope, as you look to and fro across the earth, you see a very corrupt world, but that you would see us trying our best to walk with you. Reach down and strengthen us. Doubtful that any of us long for an assignment like you gave Noah. But if you need something done here on earth, we hope you would have enough faith in us to give us an assignment for you. And if so, Lord, we pray that our response would be like Noah. We would do all that you command us to do. Bless us and protect us in this evil world that we walk in. Find us faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.